Mrs. Weatherby, does the world depend on whether we fix your bicycle in another week or two?
It's been 6 months!
Listen, Mrs. W, I know all about the trouble you have, but think about all the good things we could do. And think what science can do for man. Or think of anything in the world besides that bicycle if you can for a minute. Hey, Mrs. Weatherby, there is nothing that together me and my brother Wilbur can't do if we try. Together we'll make the world see by and by.
Now see here, young man. Listen, Mr. Genius, I don't care to hear the teeniest little stories of the wonderful things you'll do. I swear by Jupiter that I must be getting stupider to believe a couple of cabbage heads like you. Your brains are scrambled, your brothers too. From fixing things that don't exist instead of things that do. Ooh, and I think of the crazy schemes that in the wink of an eye have blown apart. It's a wonder I'm still here. I'm living next door to you in constant fear.
But Mrs. Weatherby,
see here, young man,
maybe I'll never be
a normal man.
Mrs. Weatherby, what do you think I should be?
Be just like everybody else. Be just like me. For there's three purposes you're born for: to work hard to earn your bread, to find a loving woman so the two of you can wed.
And number three?
Fix my bicycle by tonight or you're dead.
You don't mean dead.
I mean dead.
She means dead. Listen, Mrs. Weatherby, you just won't believe how clever we are at fixing something old to look brand new. Your bicycle will be done in a week or two.
Not good enough, Orville.
By Monday morning, soon as it gets light.
I still can't hear you.
All right, we'll fix your bicycle by tonight.
Right.
Your bicycle.